Ed Riese Schweitzer, who is, oh, sorry, Schwitzer, my apologies, who's Associate Director at Public First Education Practice and who did serve as the Department of Education's Head of Children's Social Care Strategy. Thank you very much for coming on. Another failure. What needs to happen now? Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, I mean, absolutely shocking cases. And as you say, to have two so close together, it really is heartbreaking. I think there's two things really that we need to see. There's first of all, very clearly an issue around COVID. And I don't want to speculate too much about how much that's affected these two individual cases. And we will find out when the reviews are published.
This is the social workers unable to visit due to COVID restrictions.
Exactly. Yeah. This is lockdowns. This is all those touch points where vulnerable children would be meeting relatives, would be meeting doctors, would be even just at school or playing in an extracurricular club, whatever it is. Those opportunities have been much fewer and further between as a result of COVID. And so I think we need to really recognise that that is going to have made the job of protecting children much, much harder. There's 93,000 children that are persistently absent from school. That's 50% higher than before COVID. And we need schools and local authorities to work together to make sure that we know what is happening with every single one of those children. Or there is a risk that this is going to keep happening, because we can't keep children safe if we don't know where they are and if they're not in school. I think the second thing is, we will have reviews, and the reviews are important, and there's an independent review of children's social care as a whole happening right now, commissioned by the government. But, and you listed the cases at the start, how many times have we heard the phrase lessons must be learned?
Oh, God.
Absolutely. And the reality is we know a lot of those lessons. We know what good looks like. There are local authorities across the country that are doing a really good job at this. But there are also 50% of local authorities that are rated inadequate or requires improvement. That compares to about 14% of schools, to give you a sense of scale. So half of children in this country are living in an area where children's services are not good. And that cannot be allowed to continue, and we must take action to improve those services.
Grateful for your time. Ed Riese-Schwitzer is Associate Director of Public First Education Practice, and you were the Department of Education's Head of Children's Social Care Strategy. Coming up, and it will be very tough to listen to, I will give you an account of the final hours of this little girl's